I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. I'm always worried. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa. See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love the Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's the day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Greg Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Missed your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See,
you were supposed to follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookiness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cut.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything about I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah.
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and Shane books us and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
What I mean, goosebumps. Hell?
Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until 6 o'clock. Tanny is here. Shane is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And I'm Lawrence Holmes. We got you until 6 o'clock. The Cubs lose what was a really weird game that they played. They got dominated from a hitting standpoint, and it felt like the game was within their reach of like grabbing it, taking hold of it. And then the fifth inning happened.
Yeah. Fifth inning was ugly. That's for sure. But it was weird. It was one of those days where Shota Imanaga gave up a bunch of hard contact and a lot of fly balls and a few of them left the yard. He's been, you know, it's funny. We talked about it yesterday with Matthew Boyd in that interview yesterday about how Imanaga and Boyd are both like fly ball pitchers, and Wrigley actually has been playing pretty well for fly ball pitchers. Not so much for Shota today. And like, I mean, Corey Seager and Marcus Semien have been awful to start the year. Corey Seager woke up today. He's just way too good to have been as bad as he has been. So that dude can rake, and today he began doing it again.
When I'm watching the at-bat with Jonah Heim, I'm sitting there like just in my chair at the crib and just being like, Shota. After he fouls that ball off, I'm like, Shota, don't go back in there. Like I'm like someone at a scary movie. Don't go in there. And he went back in there, and Jonah Heim was like, "Watch this."
Yeah, and he's like been one of the only Rangers who's been hitting. Their offense has been brutal, but so he kept going, and then you get Seager, and they got Josh Young back. He hit a bullet to center field today. He just came back last night. That's a good team. Those are two good teams. I went over there, Lawrence, had to go over and meet somebody, so I ended up doing Clubhouse and hanging out over there, and the buzz, it was a weird day, because the main thing was, everybody, are we going to play? Are they going to play today? Are we going to play today?
Yeah, the weather forecast was all jacked up, and it looked like we were planning for like a full show today.
Either a full show or no show, because it was going to be like either they cancel the game or they start it and just do whatever they have to do to get it in because it's the last trip in for Texas, you know? So, like, everybody at the ballpark was like, are they playing? What do you think? Are they playing? I don't know.
Well, it was snowing in Hyde Park this morning, and I'm like, huh. But I was talking to Porth, and he's like, well, downtown everything's fine. I'm like, you know, we get a little bit of that in Hyde Park where occasionally that's where the weather line ends up breaking. But once they got go, you had said it and someone else has said it looks like they're getting ready to play. I was like, they're playing. And they, credit to baseball operations of the Cubs, because these were 3 days where you could very easily and justifiably be like, nah, let's not do it. Let's not go out there on the night when there's 40 mile per hour wind gust and it feels like 20 degrees, or let's not play in the cold. Or, hey, there's a forecast that there's going to be hail and snow and all that stuff. We could just bang the game and get on to Los Angeles and send Texas on their way.
Yeah.
But no, they got through it. And that means that your organization was on top of what it really was like outside.
There is some concern that the cold weather may have contributed to the injury to one of your best pitchers, one of your most important pitchers. That was the other buzz around the ballpark today, was that I wonder how much the cold and going 7 innings in the cold the other night led to Justin Steele's issue.
So why don't we hear from Cubs manager Craig Counsell on that specifically?
I think the cold, you know, absolutely contributes to that, and is, yeah, you can't tell really sometimes.
Since this was something you went on the IL with in September, just how would you describe, if any, the level of concern that it popped up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, like I said, that's why we're being conservative here. So, you know, the concern, we just got to get him symptom-free and then back on the mound. But I think the fact that there was an injury last year and we have symptoms of that injury again makes you want to be conservative.
See, that's part of the reason why I didn't want guys playing Monday night, is that you worry about I'm less worried about arms, to be honest, but I am worried about guys pulling muscles, that sort of thing. So it is a little scary when you hear a manager concede that the cold may have played a role in one of their best pitchers getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't know enough about pitching physiology to tell you that throwing in the cold led to that. But, you know, everybody was talking about it, and I would press people and be like, well, how? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know. It just feels right. It's uncomfortable.
The biomechanical aspect of it, probably, like, for example, how many guys say how easy it is to get warm when the weather's warm?
Right, so heat down, cool up. Heat down or heat up, cool down, heat up, cool down. Like you sit down between innings and it's so cold and it gets tight again. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's as simple as that, because everybody's kind of pointing to it. But even Counsell right there in the cut is like, you don't know sometimes. But we know this much, that Justin Steele mentioned the words sore and tight. Sore and tight about how the elbow felt, and that's a little scary. And he said that he's hoping for a minimum stay on the injured list. Counsell said that too, but people at the ballpark were doubtful that was going to be the case, that it would be a little bit longer than just the minimal stay is the initial guess. And that means Colin Ray, who was going to be your long guy, is your fifth starter. And it means Ben Brown, who's scuffled a couple of times, will stay in that rotation. And Javier Assad, who still has to, like, make a rehab assignment, is not yet ready to be in the mix. So they called up a reliever, Ethan Roberts. Expect Colin Ray to be your TBD on Sunday.
I know that you were there and you heard it, but for Cubs, the Cub fan that's getting in their car from Wrigley and wanted to hear from Justin Steele, here's what he said about the injury and about the cold.
I was going through my start the other day. I was, I was talking to Tommy and counts throughout the start and stuff. I was like, you know, arms starting to tighten up on me a little bit. I was at the fourth, fifth inning. Was just doing stuff in between innings to keep it warm, moving around and stuff. Told him the next day, you know, the trainers and stuff, I want to come in, do a lot of recovery stuff, you know, red light, do everything I can to get the recovery process underway. They asked how it was doing. I was like, it's, you know, kind of sore, kind of tight. And then, they just made the decision to go ahead and put me on the IL.
Justin, is similar to late last year?
Yeah, or, I would say it's a similar feeling.
And did that kind of give you sort of a roadmap of kind of how you can take the time and how quick you can get back? Because you did come back late last year on that.
Yeah, I would say it's similar to, you know, the previous situations that we encountered with it.
Did they give you an MRI yesterday?
No.
Will they?
I believe that is the plan.
You've talked so much about wanting to be out there for 30-plus starts. Mm-hmm. Just like, what's the emotional reaction?
I mean, frustration. Just frustration.
Do you have any idea, like, as far as, are you optimistic about this being a minimum stay or anything like that?
I would say I'm leaning that way. It was, I was... You know, coming in yesterday prepared to kind of go about the, you know, normal rotation, normal standard in-between start stuff. And, now we'll, I guess, just be able to figure out exactly what it is and attack it.
When you said you felt it during your start at that point, did you feel like it was anything serious?
No, I was, wanting to continue pitch. Felt good. Felt like I was executing pitches and stuff, so I wanted to, keep going.
You've had to deal with a lot of different adversity throughout your career. Where do you go to, mentally to, get through that? How do you toughen
it? Just take it a day at a time. I've dealt with a lot of injuries, unfortunately, with my career, and that was kind of something I've always defaulted to, is just taking it a day at a time.
So you were feeling it, and then the next day, like yesterday, you were hoping you'd be okay, and it just didn't subside?
Yeah, it was just, I would say, normal tightness, soreness from pitching and stuff, and
Were you tempted to not take this IL stint and push through it and try to make your next start?
I was coming in to the day prepared to make my next start and stuff, but they made the decision to put me on the IL.
Have you tested it playing catch or anything like that yet?
No.
Just what do you think about the kind of the depth of this group that you guys have to kind of, whether it's you or somebody else, to kind of weather this type of situation?
Yeah, I think we definitely have the depth in place to take care of situations like this. We've proven that in the past.
It's impossible to even conjure up possibilities here, but, having the pitch in cold weather, do you think that was a contributing factor?
I would definitely say so. Just velocity speaking, I would say Evaldi's velo was a little bit down. I'd say everybody's velo was a little bit down that day. Just in general over this series, it's been that way just with the weather and stuff.
Man, so the velo being down in the cold, and he again says definitely the cold did affect it.
I'm not surprised by that. I'm not willing to say that that's what it is yet, because the velo being down could just be what's been going on with his arm. You know what I mean? Like, he could then be like, oh, well, it's because it was cold that's what's good. So I am a little concerned that there hasn't been an MRI and there is going to be one, but you're trying to figure out what the cause of it is, and you want to make sure that the cold is not, is the cold causal or not?
I don't know. Look, there's a couple other things to talk about with this game, but let me ask you this. What do sports people know less about? Scouting quarterbacks and predicting their future, or the health of the major league pitching arm?
Oh, the health of the major league pitching arm by a mile.
Well, I don't know if it's by a mile.
By a mile.
People get quarterbacks wrong all the time, Lawrence.
They do, but
they get quarterback. But I'm just saying
they get quarterback wrong though because they're desperate. Where with this thing, there's so many different factors that you have to put in.
All right. Well, the point is like. He feels sore and tight after every time he throws. These guys always feel sore and tight, and then they'll wrap their entire arm in like in ice and ace bandages for 2 days. Then they'll be like, yep, I'm ready to go again. And now this time it's like, I'm not ready to go again. Okay, well, let's put you on a list until you're ready to go again. People out here guessing like crazy on this stuff.
That's why I'm saying like I personally didn't like the idea of them playing. You know that. We talked about it. But I don't want that to now be confirmation bias. Like, I look at it and say, huh, maybe that was a reason. But then when I hear him say, well, the velo was down, I don't know it being cold is causal to the velo being down.
Understood.
And that maybe... he's pre-injured and he didn't know it until he started throwing. The other thing is when do you let a guy work through something versus when do you tell a guy, nah, you come sit next to me? And I don't know what counsel's threshold is for that. And I wonder about that part of it too. There are people that are texting about that too. Like if he said this is what was going on during the game, do you pull him because that's what's going on in the game and take into account that there are elements that may play a role in whether or not he's making it worse or better?
They were up big in that game. It was 7-0 that game at one point, right?
Yep.
And he was out there for the seventh when, I mean, you could argue he didn't need to be, but he wanted to be. And it's nice to save your bullpen, et cetera. And I remember JD saying the other night during the game, like, this is one of those games where Steele could probably finish if he wanted to. Because a lot of times pitchers love pitching in the cold. Like, they love it because hitters are overwhelmed and don't want to swing the bat and don't enjoy contact.
You can attack the zone, too, when the wind's blowing in at 40 miles an hour. Yeah. You know, you can leave a ball up. You know, because the wind's probably going to knock it down.
Yeah, the story of the TV broadcast today was Jack White of the White Stripes in the stands and Boog talking about Jack White every time he could, and understandably so. And the couple eating the hot dog like they were in The Lady and the Tramp with one from each side. Lawrence, did you see them and have you ever eaten a hot dog like that with anybody in your life?
I did see them and no, I've never done that with a glizzy.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.